The next patient is Bruce Eder. The last name is E-D-E-R. Eder. Bruce, B-R-U-C-E. This is the clinical case of a 77-year-old white male that is referred to the practice for evaluation of the kidney function. Period. The patient has a history of type 2 diabetes that was diagnosed in 2022. History of arterial hypertension, anemia that is most likely associated to this chronic kidney disease, obesity, sleep apnea on CPAP. The patient had a recent history of meningioma, type 2. The manifestation was inability to move the fingers and open and close the hand in the left side. After the study, he was found with the meningioma. The surgery was done in Orlando Regional, Dr. Garcia. And apparently, after the surgery, there was an infection that requires a second intervention with a debridement of the surgical area, removal of part of the skull, and placement of a titanium plate and a significant amount of antibiotics. During the hospital stay, the patient went into acute kidney injury. Renal replacement therapy was not necessary, but he mentioned that the GFR dropped down to 24. The patient was having gastrointestinal symptoms, and it was found out that he had metformin side effects. Once the metformin was removed from the prescription, the patient started to recover the kidney function, and he has been followed by the nephrologist, and today he comes with a blood work that was done on October 11 of 23 with a creatinine of 1.2, a BUN of 19, an estimated GFR of 57, and no evidence of microalbumin, no evidence of proteinuria. The patient has recovered the kidney function. The most likely situation was that the patient had a acute tubular necrosis, most likely associated to hypotension, sepsis, volume contraction, and he has recovered completely. And at this point, we are going to continue with the same prescription that the patient has, and we continue to observe the kidney function. Number two. Anemia. This anemia is treated by Dr. Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, at the Florida Cancer Center. The patient is given retacrid and iron infusions when necessary. Following number, a history of arterial hypertension that is also recent. Today, the blood pressure is 111 over 67, and the patient has a BMI of 33. He says that he has lost more than 40 pounds in the last year, and he continues to do so. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control with the hemoglobin A1C that is below 6%. Following number, type 2 meningioma, status post resection. We are going to order the follow-up laboratory workup, and we will see him in 4 months. I spent 25 minutes reviewing the referral and the lab, and the face-to-face 20 minutes in the documentation 10 minutes.